Now we're going to do Pei Gimel. We'll start at the bottom of Pei Beis on the base, and Halacha He. And here we're going to be talking about the Halacha of Shatnez, which is a combination of three words, Shuei, Tovo, V'Nuz. Now there's an introductory remark here, which is very important to read. I'm going to summarize it, but it's very important to read. Footnote 14, inside, from beginning to end, very carefully. I also highly recommend doing the Likut Mishnos Eliyahu on the Mishnah. It is unbelievable kitzer of what I'm about to say. I'm going to try to say it over as well, and let's see how it goes. Okay, so we're going to talk about the word Shatnez, which is Shua, Tavi, and Nos. Shua comes from the word, from a root meaning smooth, refers to the process of hackling or combing the fibers prior to spinning. Tovei refers to spinning raw fibers into threads. Nos is not clear. Some say it means weaving. Others understand it means twisting or twining, which is twisting two or more threads together to form a thicker thread. Rashi, Yevamos Heyom Beis Nidos Samach Alafam Beis says, the three processes referred to as shatnez, combing, spinning, and weaving, must be performed on the wool and linen together. Rashi argues it's sufficient that the combing and spinning be done in each material separately, and only afterward they're combined via the weaving. But shatnez alludes to all the processes that create the shatnez prohibition. It's according to Rashi. I'm sorry, that was Rash, not Rashi. Again, Rashi says it's all are performed on all, the wool and linen together. And Rash says it's sufficient that the combing and spinning be done in each material separately. Afterwards, they're combined via weaving. But it's all the processes that create the shatnez prohibition. Rabbeinu Tam famously says that the term nos refers to twining. It means all three processes merely define the type of thread that is subject to shatnez. In other words, the Torah alludes to the processes that a thread must undergo to be a component of shatnez. A linen thread and a woolen thread that have been independently processed this way are subject to shatnez min ha-Torah if they are then woven together at the end, as the end of the verse says, wool and linen together. Tzemu pishtim yachdav. The Gemara in Nida Samach Aleph and Beis quotes a machlekes Amavrayim, which the Vilna Gaon actually quotes. The footnote doesn't quote it, but the Vilna Gaon in Likut Mishnos Eliyahu, he quotes it. He says it's the Vilna Gaon is located on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, towards the middle of the comment. He quotes Fize Osi Shaper Maidi Isav Masechta Nida Plukta Demazutra Imra Vashi. Mazutra has a machlokes with Rashi, where Mazutra holds you have to have Shua Tavi V'Nuz. Rashi holds O Shua O Tavi O Nuz. So that's the machlokes. I'm not going to go further in the Gemara right now. I'm just reading this footnote. So the Gemara seems to conclude the Hilchasa, you need all three, like Mazutra. Now, the Rambam originally followed that way, but in the end, he was Chayzer. He was Kozer, and he said that it's three independent forms of forbidden combination. So what do you do with the Gemara? So the Rambam writes, this conclusion is not part of the Talmudic text. It was part of a commentator's girsa that was inadvertently incorporated into the Gemara. So the Rambam holds that the Gemara Nida is a tos hadfos. So we actually are going to follow the Rambam, apparently. The Gemara seems to agree with the Rambam. He says, Emes Yeridarko, that's his Lashon. And he has many, many proofs, but one of his basic proofs is like this. If you needed all three, why would the Mishnah say, let's start off the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ein osu mishum klaim el tavi v'arig. So why did the Mishnah only mention two of the processes? It leaves out Nuz altogether. You see clearly in the Mishnah that all three are not necessary. That's the most basic raya that you could bring. Let's leave it at that. So the Mishnah says it has to be spun and woven. So It has to be spun out of a mixture of wool and linen fibers and then woven into a garment. Okay? Now we're on Pinkim Amal, Shenemar. Silver Shatness, Davishu Shua, Tavi Venus. So then it mentions all three. Now then Rav Shimon ben Elazar comes and says, it's like what the Gra calls Musar. Why is Rav Shimon ben Elazar adding this Musar? Nolus Umelus, who has Aviv Shabbat Shemayim, Olav. He's causing himself, someone who wears Shatness, causes himself to distance himself from the right path and causes his Aviv Shabbat Shemayim to distance his mercy from him. So what is Rav Shimon ben Elazar adding over here? Is he disagreeing with the Tanakhama? If the Tanakhama hold, you needed all three. So the criminal laws is adding something to it. See, he learns that the machlokas between the Amoraim and Masechta Nida on Tzamach Halachon Beis is totally in this machlokas. He holds Ravashi, who says you need you need all three. He says that Mar Sover, the Gra writes, Kitanakam, Mar Sover, Kirushim Ben Elazar. That the Machlokas is Gufa, this Shaila, do you need all three or not? Kirushim Ben Elazar is saying you need all three, whereas the Tanakam holds you need each one independently is enough to be considered and to violate the Esedir Raisa. Kirushim Ben Elazar is therefore saying that this Musar is a way of being Maramis to his Shita, they need all three. That's the way the Gra seems to learn. Halavanim Asurim Neshehen Shuin. Felts are smoothed together. So felt, it says here in footnote 4, it's made by combing the fibers, spreading them on the ground, hot water is added, mixture is beaten, till particles become attached together. And so that's why Lavadin was from the term Lavad, which means to be attached. Although they were neither spun nor woven, they're smooth and felted together, and it becomes an Isser of Shatnez D'Oraisa, according to the Rambam Shita. According to the other Shita, it would be an Isser D'Rabbanan. So that would be a question, like if you're going to get involved in this Machlokes Rishonim, as to whether you need all three, whether one alone is enough. For this is a derisa, the way you read this mission is going to be totally in that. So when it says Levadim Asurim Shun Shun Shuin, that's going to be according to the Rambam Beraisa. According to the other sheet, this might be Drabon. Pivshal Tzemer Bishal Pishtan Asur. If it's a rope of wool twined with a rope of linen, you can't use it as a belt. Neshein Chayzrin Ba'arig. They resemble a weave of wool and linen. So that's also going to. It sounds. The emphasis is that this sounds like an Issa D'Rabbanan, the way he's translating it, Neshehin Chayzrin Ba'arig, because they resemble. Doesn't seem like it would be an Issa D'Oraisa, but he does say that it is, how does he say it over here? He says, since weaving is one of the processes that produces biblical shatnez, the process done to these ropes resembles weaving, it too constitutes shatnez. Pain ratio. The Mishnah, by citing this case, has demonstrated the third and final allusion to the word shatnez, the nose process. Although wool and linen were not combed or spun, the belt constitutes d'oraisa shatnez because the wool and linen were woven together. That's the way the Gra says. Okay. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi Omer, Meshichas Shel Arig Asuras, if you have belts of purple wool, they're forbidden to be worn over a linen garment, Meshu Moilo Anshel HaKosher. He tacks them onto the linen garment before tying them around his body. Basically, it means that you take the belt, you sew the belt, let's say, in the back of the garment to make sure it doesn't fall down, and that sewing of it causes it to be connected together. Lo'ikra Ser Shel Tzemer, you can't tie a strip of wool to a strip of linen to put it as a belt, even though the ritzua is in the middle. So here you have leather. You have wool on one end of the belt, you have linen on the other end of the belt, and you have leather in the middle. So the linen and the wool are actually not connected at all in the garment together. They are connected via the leather in one beged. So that's a shaila in Rishonim, how to learn it. The Rambam Shita is that even though they're not connected in, you know, the wool and linen, not connected to each other, but the fact that they're in one beged and there's a leather connecting the two of them together constitute an issa d'oraisa. Okay, so in footnote 9 it says like this. If a leather strap has woolen strips connected to one of its ends and linen strips connected to the other, you can't use it as a belt because the belt is closed by tying the woolen strips to the linen ones, and this constitutes a kalayim. And the Malbushe Yasha says that would only be true if you made a double knot, okay? It would be permitted to tie an additional strap of leather to the loose end of the wool, so that closing the belt would now involve tying leather to linen. Although the belt contains linen and wool, since they are not in contact, their mutual connection to the leather strap in the middle does not render them connected to each other. That's the Rosh and the Rosh. But the Rambam, however, holds that even if they're connected indirectly, it's also apparently in Shulchan Aruch, both Shitas are quoted, and the Rambam quoting on this says that the Minig is La Hakel against the Rambam. All right. So that's very interesting. So this shaila of a belt is a big shaila in Yishayim, whether it is the tying of the belt that creates the Isser, or is the Mishnah's Kiddush that the belt itself is also because of the mere fact that it's connected, and that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. So that'll be totally in the Machlokes Rash and the Rambam. Again, it says, Lo Yikshu Sarat Shal Tzemer V'Shal Pishtan Lachar V'Es Masaf Afa Pishah Harutzua Be'emtza. Even though there's a strip of leather in the middle, so the kamash one will be totally in how we just explained it. Okay, the last statement of the Mishnah is osos hagardim, labels of weavers, osos hakosim, and labels of launderers. So what happened is they would sometimes sew the name, the initials, whatever it is, identifier to identify whose clothing it was, so it doesn't get mixed up and doesn't get lost and so on. So they, unfortunately, they sewed those labels on with linen strings. So that would be a problem of shatnez if there was wool in the material. The chiddush there is that even though you didn't put it in there, you don't want it there, you as a bala bas are not interested in that client being there at all, nonetheless, it's awesome. Okay, that might have something to do with that discussion we had a couple of blood ago, where you have a Darshei Miskaven and so on. But it doesn't seem to be quoted here. Let's just assume that it's Usser. So now we're on page Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're about to turn the page. And this is one of the Groz Rayas, is this Gemara that we're about to read, is proof that each one, to the Rambam Shita, Yerushalmi seems to hold not like that Gemara in Nida, that each one independently is an Isser the Oraisa, and that's why it says the different cases in the Mishnah. So reading the Gemara that way, you'll see very soon that this is a right to the Rambam Shita, that each one independently is enough to be considered Oishua Oitavi Onos. Nisni Shua, the Gemara asked, since smoothing is an issa d'oraisa, so let's just say smoothing. Lo nisni tovoi. Don't say the spinning. Mura turns the page. Pei gimel on the base. Mura says ilo tinino shuav lo tinino tovoi. If it only says smoothing and not spinning, havin amrin ha tovoi mutter. Would have thought that's only spun is mutter. And masisim lo yomakein. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. It says eno asur mishum klaim lo tovoi varik. So you see that spinning is enough to create an issa d'oraisa. Nisni shuav l'nisni nus. Let's say smoothing and not weaving. Nisni shuav l'nisni nus. Haver mina hal nus mutter. They're just doing the weaving alone is mutter. So masis l'yamarkin l'pif shal pishton is also mentioned. Chazum arig. The case of the rope and the linen is that they resemble a weave. So you see that just weaving alone is enough to be Issa D'oraisa. Now, Frank the Gemara, Nisni Nuz, Nisni Shua. Just say weaving and don't say the smoothing. So the Gemara says, Nuz Vatinan Shua Havina and Rina Hashua Mutter, that the smoothing alone it would be mutter. Sima Sisla Yamakin again, the Mishnah doesn't say that Halal Vadim Asur Nation Shuan. It says that the felts are forbidden because they're smooth. So you see from the different cases of the Mishnah that each process of Shua Tavinuz creates an Isadirais. That's the way the Gra and the Ram learn the Yerushalmi, and that's where we're gonna go. Next piece of the Gemara, Meshichas Shel Arig Asuras, the belts of purple wool, is Tani Tani Mutaros. So there's another Brisa that says it's actually Mutter. So we have Mishnah says it's Asur, and the Brisa says it's Mutter. So the Gemara says it's really not a Machlaikus. Man, the Amar Asuras, one who says it's also says it's the case of those weavers to whom a Chapes Bay, the belt is attached to the garment. Mandar Mutaris, when it says it's mutar, that's talking about where they're worn by simply tying the straps ends together, to shrinets the garment. The straps of the belt are causing it to be attached to the garment underneath. He nochas Allah, he can lower the belt without undoing the straps, so it's not considered combined. So if you have a wool garment and a linen belt, which are totally disconnected, you can tie it on top of the woolen baguette, because there's no problem. Okay? Right, that's 12. There's no dispute where the belt is sewn in the garment, its shatness, on the other hand, where it's not sewn, rather tied over the garment in a manner in which it can be moved on and off the garment without undoing it, it's not considered connected. So, you know, thinking about this in a practical way, our bathrobes, for example, usually they have two loops, possibly in the back of the baguette that you pass the terry cloth belt through the loops, and that's how it stays together with the bathrobe, right? So I was thinking about this. So is that going to be considered? It's not tied on the one hand, but on the other hand, you can't lower it down off the baguette because it's in the loops that prevent it from being able to be lowered down. I just wonder about what would be the din in that case. So if anybody has any thoughts on that, please let me know. And that's the end of 83.